escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Well, it's a top 10 in the country news story, Lee. I'm surprised it's gone this far. Ralph Norman jumping into the governor's race.
Yeah. We knew it was coming, but he made it official yesterday.
Yeah. I like Ralph Norman. I always have. Mm-hmm. I'm really thrilled, actually, to see him get into the the race.
Freedom Caucus member.
Yes, in Congress. He says, I'm running for governor to shake things up, clean up Columbia, and finally take down the corrupt political establishment once and for all. He said, I owe nothing to lobbyists. I owe nothing to the Columbia bureaucratic elite. My allegiance is to you, the people of South Carolina. He's promising to establish a Department of Government Efficiency. Here's the thing with Norman that I like a lot. I mean, I've watched him over the years. He truly is a conservative, particularly a fiscal conservative up there in Congress. And he has stood up for that when it's not popular. And sometimes that's meant standing up to Donald Trump. Not overall, he's a Trump supporter, obviously, but just on fiscal issues, which Trump has not always been the most conservative on. And, you know, many times Ralph Norman has been one, you know, one or one of two people who is saying, no, wait, no, you can't have my vote. You've got to make, make this more fiscally sane. And he's, gotten what he wanted a lot of the time. So, I mean, he has backbone. I actually think he will stand up to Columbia. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks are going to kind of look at this a little weirdly because he's got Nikki Haley's endorsement.
Yeah, that's a little interesting. But they did Jim DeMint, which I still have great admiration for. I mean, obviously, this it's been a while since he's, been in office. But, he was a fairly consistent conservative before it was cool to be so.
Yeah. Now, what happened with that? I can't tell you how I know this, but do you remember when Ralph Norman, this is again another time, this is what I like about him, has put himself in the line and his political career on the line multiple times. One of those times was when he got rid of Kevin McCarthy, which was a blessing. And he, voted with the others to oust him as speaker. McCarthy vowed vengeance, which he also did on Nancy Mace, ended up being the single most expensive congressional primary. So you had all that money raised by the speaker, could have gone to help Republicans. Instead, he spent it trying to take Nancy Mace out in her primary. The reason Ralph Norman didn't get one of those primaries, too, where they spend millions of dollars trying to take you out to punish you for, going against the elites is because he agreed to trade his endorsement to Nikki Haley because nobody else would endorse her from the state. So that's where he is. But he is truly a hardcore conservative. I'm really glad he's in the race. We needed several, moderate to conservative people in the race. I think he's going to run to the right and probably the far right. And we'll see how that goes for him.
Yeah, I mean, that's what will get you the primary win. But will that get you the race in November? That's the issue.
Well, if it doesn't, then I'm moving. I'll go back where I came from.
No,
I'll go right over that state line. If this isn't a red state anymore, I quit. I'm done.
Well,
I have no tolerance for that kind of thing.
You won't find much more fertile ground though in north of the border though.
No, I won't. Will I? Maybe go live right over the border or something in Western
People's
North
Republic
Carolina.
Of Mecklenburg County.
Really. Yeah, that place was a mess. So anyway, I'm really glad he's in because we need somebody who's hard right. You know what? Just for pure fun. I hope Nancy Mace gets in. Because she's a bomb thrower.
No question. And it looks like, you know, the likelihood now, I think it's more likely than not. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where all these folks start, panning out, putting forth policy statements here, because you got State Senator Josh Kimbrell. You've got Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. You know, she's going to have to distance herself from McMaster in the primary. And then you've got Attorney General Alan Wilson, who's been pretty active. I thought all along he was running for governor for the past, 8 years.
It has been that long, yeah. Yes. Everybody's known it. No, I thought it was going to be kind of a boring governor's race with when you have, Pam Evatt and, you've got Alan Wilson. I like Alan Wilson, but they're kind of like moderate conservatives. I don't think there'd be much bomb throwing in that kind of a race, just a little playful poking maybe. But this is going to make it really good. And I want a really good race where people are forced to actually take real positions, because somebody's got to clean up Columbia. This place is a mess.
Yeah. Well, a lot of that is constitutional, because the governor's office really doesn't have that much power in this state. It is all in the hands of the legislature, primarily the House Speaker and the Senate President Pro Tem. That's where the real power is. That and the purse string folks in the House, in the state House. That's where the real power lies.
But the governor has one heck of a bully pulpit.
Yes.
And
can
make a huge difference. I mean, if you look at just the way Ron DeSantis wields power
And I will also say, to his credit, look at what Governor Sanford did.
Yeah,
now,
a lot.
Granted.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You know, he was in the same circumstance. He didn't have a whole lot of power, but boy, he sure used that bully pulpit. I still remember the little piglets episode. That was priceless. That was great.
See, and that's the thing with McMaster. He's been a big disappointment to me. He hasn't even used the bully pulpit. I mean, as best as I can tell, the guy Galson does the occasional ribbon cutting. I don't even know what he does. He has just been voiceless face. I forget we have a governor, quite frankly, if I wasn't so annoyed at him on the immigration issue. But I would love to see Ralph Norman, in the race. Love to see Nancy Mace. Anybody else wants to get in and make it a slugfest. I also like that the starting bid from Alan Wilson is, let's get rid of the income tax entirely. We need to go in that. We needed to go in that direction yesterday just to keep up with a lot of these other southern states.
Tennessee, Texas, Florida. Yep.
Yeah. I'm absolutely looking forward to covering this one. And I'm looking forward to see who's going to be willing to do an interview with me and who's not.
Yep.
Ralph Norman has always come on the show when I've asked him. And he's never shied away from that. He always texts me right back when I, he's not afraid. Yep. Whereas I have never been able to get anyone from the Henry McMaster, crew, any of that crew, to even respond to me when I come on. So It's going to be really interesting, too, because while McMaster has not been very popular in the upstate, you just said, like, you know, Pam Evett's going to have to run away from him. Maybe in the upstate she will, but down south, down there, they like Henry McMaster. He won that part. He did not. If you remember, me and Bobby Mack relentlessly pounded that man.
Oh, yeah.
He did not win the upstate in the primary.
No, I think Greenville County didn't. I can't remember if Greenville County went for him or not, but it was close.
No, we didn't. We didn't go for him. We went to... I forget the other guy's name. Oh my gosh, I should remember. But we went for that. But he won down south, and he hasn't really been back up here since. We had to embarrass him recently into showing up when we had the fire. But you know, Greenville's just been sort of treated like a redheaded stepchild by the governor. So it'd be really interesting to see these people having to come up here, see who does an interview, see who will come on this show. This is a tough interview. Everyone knows that. But I'm tough but fair. But I ask the questions they don't want to be asked. And, you know, to his credit, Alan Wilson has continued to come on this show, and I've hit him with some pretty hard ones. So, you know, good for him. He'll show up and answer questions even when he doesn't want to talk about it. And so, I mean, I like that. Nancy Mace has been on once. She was not returning my phone calls for quite a while, but she has since come on the show. So we'll see. We'll see what they do.
Yeah.
Going to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be an interesting campaign.
We need to shake up Columbia badly. Columbia is a mess.
Could not agree more.
You know what I realized this week? My husband said something to me. You know, my husband is a, you know, loves guns, right? And I suggested to him, I said, you know what? We, with all these crazy shootings that are going on, some of the stuff in churches, we need to start bringing our guns to church. He says, you can, South Carolina.
Right. That's
and
that's,
I didn't know that. I was like, oh, come on. There's no way. And I was like, I was going to prove him wrong. And I looked it up.
Well.
And I was like, you can't without express written permission of the church?
That's the caveat. Yeah, if you have express written permission from the church, then you can carry inside the church. And so it does happen. It's just that that's one of the places where it's restricted. But you have to have express written permission, according to my understanding of state law, from the church itself to be able to carry at church.
That's not good. That's like an invite. But so I was shocked by that over the weekend. Just as soon as I just looked it up and went, that can't be. Come on. Not in South Carolina. But it was. So we need to get that changed.
You know, I've been visiting, obviously, my daughter and son-in-law in North Carolina. And I realized, I checked on it. You know, obviously here in South Carolina, I can conceal carry anytime. You know, obviously with certain exceptions. So I was wondering about North Carolina. I can't conceal carry because I don't have a concealed carry permit from the state of South Carolina, but I can open carry in North Carolina.
Yeah. We've still got a lot of work to do on gun stuff here in this state, which, by the way, just goes into committee and dies for the most part in Columbia. So that's what happens there.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.